this Tuesday. Kyle Bruston, Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, put a jacket on all of a sudden, trying to look spiffy on YouTube ESPN Milwaukee, Kyle Wallace.
If I'm going to wear it for work, I got to wear it for work. I can't just not put it on the YouTube now.
Check out Kyle's.
Look good, don't I, Brad? I know he a hater. I look good.
You look pretty good.
Just because you can't pull it off, don't mean y'all got to hate.
I don't know why you got to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving you a compliment.
You want to try it on, Brad?
Yeah, I want to try it on.
I think you'd be handsome.
Can I try it on?
You actually feel it better than me. I lost some weight since I bought it.
Oh, wow.
So I think you look real good.
Cool.
I think the color will pop on you.
All right.
Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter.
Executive Brad.
This feels good.
It fits you real good.
Nah, it looks like a guy who works at Bears.
Really good. You got to do the top button a little bit. Get a little snug.
All right, give me that thing.
Yeah.
That thing. All right.
How would you like your money invested, folks?
On YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We're passing around.
I kind of like this jacket. I might not give it back.
I'll give you all my money. You got that jacket on. B, you look good in it, too. You're a suit guy, too. Oh, God.
You sneezed in his jacket?
I tried to go away from the jacket.
I'm
that
so
is criminal.
I'm so glad I caught myself because a lot of stuff would have came out. You sneezing in my jacket. Yeah, you look
How
good.
How come y'all didn't do that?
I was so concerned about the germs. You look good, too.
Yeah.
Y'all look, it's a good jacket.
It's a good jacket now. It's a good jacket.
Unfortunately, I lost some weight, so it's not as tight on me as it was. I'm like a 40 now.
That's okay. You still pull it off.
This is so crazy. This is like a 40 sneeze when I put it on.
It's the one person that's going to be upset with you sneezing this me.
Why me?
No, just anybody. But of course you.
Oh, you are going to be upset no matter who sneezes.
Exactly. But of course you're the one who sneezes because it's just perfect. You always like to just dig some way.
Alex Strofe is running the show. UK
Nation.
Don't
I get to try on the jacket?
Nah.
You'd be swimming in it, boy.
Yeah, it wouldn't look good.
Swimming?
You're too skinty.
Yeah. Don't do it.
If you want, oh wow!
Now he's throwing out sign language to Kyle Wallace.
Strofe, during the break, I'll give it to you.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, and it's time to pay off some of these things that we said we were going to do if the Badgers scored points in their game. I had to bring in seven. Extra layers of clothing.
Oh, you're gonna be hot today.
Yes, and as you guys said, I'm like, what did you guys compare me to? Somebody who gets really hot, like
you have hot flashes, like a woman going through menopause.
Yeah, menopausal woman. That's right.
That's me.
Yeah, we'll be today.
Brad Nortman, you're gonna have to donate $7 to the. Did you find a working link?
Strofe found me a working link, and there's all
the
these
NIL
options,
fund, man.
All these options, and the football fund is one of them. They're gonna be $7 richer today.
How? Maybe, well, that goes towards the buyout. Can you put a note in there? A note from donor. Please use towards Luke Fickell buyout. Please.
Are you able to do an anonymous donation?
It makes you sign in, so they will trace it, and they'll see that Brad Nortman gave $7.
Yay, give him back,
dude. They're going to be so mad when this gets
to them. No, I won't get to them. It's just another transaction. Strofe, are you doing a 70-second plank?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Attempting to is really what I meant
to say. Hey, I'll be fine.
And Kyle already has not ran any of his 3.5 miles.
That's a lie.
You're backloading.
Y'all see now why y'all lying. Y'all saw me run at least 0.1 mile.
You need
today.
To track the miles.
Yeah,
walked around our conference room.
It's gotta
and
be
said,
dedicated running.
Yeah,
dedicated running.
Walk? You call that a walk? I was on.
I was walking and I caught up to you.
No, you were speed walking.
You can find a video of this interaction on Twitter at KBNESPN if you want to weigh
in. It was a trot most.
A trot? What do y'all want me to sprint?
This ain't a turkey trot. This is a run.
We want you to run.
Y'all want me to die. I can't run for no damn 3.5 miles straight.
We're not asking you to do that.
You
half
can break
a mile,
it up.
Half a mile, half. But now
you're backloading
you skip
it.
Because we said on Friday you're going to have to do whatever's left on the treadmill if you can't provide us the actual mileage that you've ran electronically.
Huh. So you mean to tell me on Friday I can go run a mile on a treadmill during the show and do the show at the same time potentially?
Yes, we've actually had people do that before.
Yeah. Brian, yeah.
Brian
D.
ran a marathon.
I was in New Orleans.
That's
right. I remember that. I might save the last half mile for on air.
Wow.
I actually think that'd be great.
I think he's going to save all 3.5 miles.
Will you be able to speed through that? Because you did your little, like, 3 laps around the table. And
three?
You were huffing and puffing.
Little?
Yeah, it's not a very big conference room.
David chimes in. I'm going to assume none of those seven layers are underwear. That is correct. I'm not deviating from the underwear that I don't wear every single day.
So let me see the layers that you
have. I'm going to take my headphones off so I can put on all the layers. So this is on you to describe what I'm putting on.
All right. Okay. Ben Bruss just stood up here. What do you have here?
Generic Under Armour shorts.
You got some shorts.
So does that count as one, or are we starting with two? Okay.
Oh,
so Ben's already wearing
layers.
Pants and a polo.
Additional layers.
Oh, wow. You're going to be very uncomfortable because you don't wear drawers and now you got shorts on.
No.
That's not going to be very good.
It's a lot of heat in that area.
And it's already warm in here. Are you warm, Brad?
Yeah, fairly warm.
Yeah, it's
I mean, you
warm.
Are wearing a sport jacket in there.
Milwaukee Bucks Summer League with Giannis.
And
summer of 2014.
Those generic Adidas dry fit shirts, they made a million of those and then just printed
they
the
really
same
did.
Thing.
For every team,
I've got
in the
like
NBA.
Sick of those bags.
You're gonna be so uncomfortable, Ben. That's two layers.
Look
All
at
right.
that.
What's next?
What is next?
Why did I bring this one?
A long sleeve, bro.
This is a 2014 Wisconsin Badger. Look at how big it is.
Oh, wow. I feel like I've seen you in that. Yeah, it was your warm up.
Wisconsin
was
Badgers.
No, this was just
Adidas
like lifting.
Oh, I feel like I see you in them like that, but maybe not.
It's amazing how they used to have athletic style back when we were relevant, Ben.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Why did I wear a collar shirt today?
Yeah. That was because stupid. The collars, you have to pop in over the seven layers.
All right, that's three.
We'll go with the three-point contest in Lithuanian jersey.
Oh, that's Ooh. Too snug. It's going to be so uncomfortable.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, it's big, so you
that's
don't think
cool.
I just don't.
Why does it have your name on it?
Oh, no, I was mad.
That is too bad.
Oh, yeah, that's just some jersey you picked up off the street.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even tell. Who is Dion? Who's
Dion?
Yeah, can you pronounce Deanna. That for us, Ben?
Who is Dion?
All-Star Game Day.
Zavarucha? What does it say? Oh, wow. Are you getting uncomfortable yet?
Sponsored by Turkish Airlines.
Oh, wow. All right. What
else we got?
What is this shirt?
Ben's actual jersey from his
Piano Juegsis, the Milk Stars.
Milk Stars.
How do we feel about him using jerseys?
It's a lot of cutoffs.
It's a lot of light.
Is very light.
You know, he tried to talk about me trying to get out of it. He's wearing damn jerseys.
We should have made one of these be a coat.
Something.
Like the final layer should have been a coat.
This is him finding a way to weasel himself out of it, putting all these damn jerseys on. Okay, I don't think a dude wearing draws.
Half of
like
these are cutoffs.
Yeah,
ready.
Then you cheated the system.
I didn't. This is seven additional layers.
Yeah,
what we should have done is we should have
another
made
another cut. Dude,
all the remaining are tank tops.
Don't ever say anybody else is trying to cheat the system when you got four.
You
damn
said
cutoffs
seven
off.
Additional layers.
We need the fine print of these payoffs to be very specific.
Tony Carter, TC. Executive producer of the Analysis Podcast. This is not the vision.
Market.
A great market at the wife's family's lake house.
Do you wear lake those? House, huh? Ever?
I wear these at night every night.
Oh wow!
This is what I put on right when I get home.
What?
I take off my work clothes and put on the cutoff.
You made a mockery of this by putting on all cutoff.
I have seven additional layers on.
You have so many cutoff shirts.
I know.
I have
Too
zero
many.
Tank tops.
You don't have any tank tops?
No.
Dude, I feel pretty comfortable.
Anybody with respect to this process would have gone like long sleeve shirt, hoodies,
long sleeve shirt. Yeah,
singular
one. Yeah. And it's the lightest long sleeve shirt
it really
ever.
Is. All dry fits. No cotton anywhere. All polyester.
Yeah, good point.
And by 70 second plank, you must have meant 17 second plank.
Must have.
Oh, wow.
on your knees.
So, yeah. So Kyle has to run 3.5 miles. He's not
and
doing it.
By 3.5 miles, he means 3.5 blocks.
Just
because you're scared of a 70-second plank?
You're scared of seven layers.
How am I? I have seven layers
Barely.
On.
Oh,
yeah, this is yeah. trying
like
to subvert the
like
seven layers.
That's like wearing a bikini and calling it a wedding dress.
All right, well, how about this?
Huh.
If you guys find...
Fun idea, though. Good concept by me.
If you guys find another big item that around the office that you guys want me to put on, I'll put it on.
Okay.
All right.
He's got a coat.
We can work on that.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, little flimsy tank tops don't count as layers.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
These are literally see through. I can see through the tank tops.
TC, executive producer at the Analysis. Did he not make a mockery of this?
I hate to admit that Ben is playing within the rules, and here's why. When we put together these punishments, there were rules for pretty much all of them. Kyle had to do your 7 miles, by the way, or 3.5 miles, is just before the next Badger game, which is 2 weeks from now.
Oh!
Tony!
Oh!
That was supposed to stay between us.
It was written on the card.
He doesn't have the card anymore.
So I threw that thing out.
Unfortunately,
that is too bad.
Now we know going forward, because people like to be sneaky, we have to specify layers must include sleeves or full pants or anything other than the bro tank that you can see his nips through that Ben wore today. So credit Ben for stretching the rules and being very, I guess, smart.
Yeah.
Some call him
sneaky. Bad on us for not writing better rules.
Brad, you press send on that donation?
I got to fill it out. I got to fill out my credit card information, my address.
Strofe, you're up next, buddy.
Track
get that
me.
Webcam
well,
down.
Brad, if you don't want them to know that you submitted it, maybe you have somebody else submit it in your name.
No, I'm not scared.
Brad, I actually think you should just donate $3.50 because apparently we're only doing half of the challenges today.
I as Tony just said, I did the rules based off of what my
card
had said.
I wrote the cards. I jagged this. I wrote the cards, and next time there will be pages of bylaws and regulations and restrictions on the next time.
How are we considering Kleenex level tank tops as layers?
Can he be allowed in a restaurant with that shirt on?
I'm not sure he would.
What restaurant?
Can you let your pecs hang out like that?
Yeah.
Florida, yeah.
He could wear that to work.
Yeah, this is
no,
is
no, I couldn't. That would be good. That would be good. Something you have to wear to
exactly.
work.
Exactly. Something. There should have been something added. I will own this. I didn't think Ben was going to be this smart.
No.
I envisioned him looking like the kid from A Christmas Story
right.
in like 87 layers.
That's been the me. Idea.
Would have been me. You know what, Brad?
Obviously, the idea was not wear these little tiny tank tops. It was wear like jackets and hoodies.
Guys, we have been outsmarted by someone
who's
named
not
Ben
smart.
Bruss.
No, he's a,
y'all mad. Don't hate the play, hate the game.
No, he's a schemer and scammer. Brad, you know what?
They
didn't say they didn't say $7. You could do 7 pesos.
That's
how about
true.
Doing it in pesos?
That's true.
That's good.
What's
I think
the exchange rate on the peso today?
Probably a dollar.
$20 pesos is $1, but also when you do it electronically, it'll charge them US rate, so you're fine.
Strofe, get down and give me 70 seconds. Let's go.
I'll do it during the break.
7 pesos
Come
is 38
on.
Cents.
38, give him 38,
what, 38 cents.
YouTube exclusive plank.
YouTube exclusive 70 second plank.
I mean, plank
on
the radio
that
is
card?
Very good.
Where's that card?
I'm still doing it.
No, where is that card? Because I wrote on that card, it's something
the
along the lines of done on air during show or some
ten,
rule.
I have it right here. 10 second plank on camera for every UW point scored.
On all camera,
right,
that is.
All right.
The cameras are off during the break.
What I'm learning is we can't be trusted. We cannot be trusted.
No. Kyle Wall's going to do it 3.5 miles. Now, if it was 7 miles.
You're trying to walk around the office and call that 3 miles.
I was trotting. The video on Twitter, you would see me trotting. That wasn't no walk.
That was, you guys are all schemers. You guys are all the schemiest group of people I have ever come. Well, Kyle, it's 3.5 miles.
And most
you're
of
not
seven,
doing
in,
a marathon.
In 14 days.
Yeah, I haven't run in a while. But the problem is the schemer and the scammer, Ben Bruss, tried to get on me about the way I run my 3.5 miles. Meanwhile, he knew in the back of his mind he brought little
I
tank
brought
tops.
Seven additional layers.
I no. hate all of you.
800-990-3776. You're not talking on the air. You're still not talking.
Sorry,
on the
greatest, the biggest exchange rate I can find, at least with a quick search, is the Venezuelan Bolivar. Venezuela dealing with rampant inflation and all the
penny.
So 1,000% inflation in Venezuela. Right
now. $20 for the Venezuelan Bolivar, Bolivar, 9 cents.
Do it.
9 cents.
Do it. Give
there you
it
go.
To, give it to him. Put it in Ben Bruss' name.
If you don't do $7, I'm going to send something to the university.
Put it in Ben Bruss' name. Put it in
That's
Ben
a great
name.
Idea.
Yeah.
Did we not specify who the name would have to be under?
That was not specified, no.
It was not specified.
Just a bunch of schemers.
Put it in Ben Bruss' name.
A post-it note. Next time,
we need legal. We
got to
send it to the lawyer.
Board.
Well,
we got to send it to the lawyer.
No.
Don't make this about you, Tony. This isn't your fault.
Brad. No,
it is my fault. Here's why. I should have known the characters that I was dealing
That's
with.
True.
This
true.
Is like if a lawyer went in unprepared and said, oh, we made an agreement. It was a handshake
but
agreement. 87 loopholes.
I'm not doing a loophole. I'm just doing a plank on commercial break because
with the
what
camera
are you,
on.
What are you going to say on the radio? Oh, he's on his elbows, and it's been 12 seconds, and
oh,
he's still
no,
on his
no,
elbows.
No. He's shaking, he's shaking,
oh, I
won't
he's be shaking,
shaking. He's
fine.
Shaking.
Brad's only doing this. Brad has plenty of money.
No,
he can afford $7.
Don't give Brad a dollar. I'll give you a dollar to put Ben's name on there. So you ain't got to take
$6 with a dollar, Brad.
But the problem is that I got to put like my credit card.
It doesn't matter, but it's still in Ben Brust's name, the donation.
When's the last time Brad held a dollar bill?
What is that?
Dollar bill or ramen noodles? What's the last thing Brad's had in his hand?
I got a lot of.
Strofe, let's get up our weekly poll when Jordan Love plays coming up next year. Is Jordan Love elite, great, good, or average? Been doing it weekly. Want to know where the pulse is after the performance against the Pittsburgh Steelers? We'll see those results. And plus, go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, because coming up in the break, Alex Strofe will be doing a 70-second plank because he's too scared to do it while we're all here. That's coming up next on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment in my new sweater. So, yeah, sure. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, King.
Look at that.
King. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Come a little closer than you see. Alex Strofe, you really do not have a backside.
Remarkable.
He's got no butt.
Dude,
have you seen an individual,
you know how cartoons
together like that?
You know how cartoons have like the little drawn on little small booty cheeks? That's gotta
it's
be
a good
him.
Look. I mean, it's on the TV. Oh, now I'm up. But yeah, I really don't have an ass.
Dude, like that.
How do pants stay up?
I wear a very tight belt.
What is your waist size?
About a 32.
Oh, that's not, I mean, I guess.
So when I said
slender,
you gotta like tighten your glute. Is that even something that's possible for your body?
That's my booty, right?
Yes.
The gluteus maximus, or minimus.
That helps solidify the core a little bit.
Medius maximus.
No, when you said that, I was just breathing.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm actually in awe about how, like, literally there was like thin air in between where the pants were, the jeans. I can't think of that. I can't fathom. Glad you're not a woman.
Let's get it on the Twitter poll at KBN ESPN. Has Jordan Love this season been elite, great, good, or average? We've been doing this every week because we want to see how those results fluctuate based off the palm of everyone's 24-hour, 48-hour news cycles. Prisoner of the moment, or have you had the same thoughts about Jordan Love throughout this entire season? 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line, where Liz is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Elite, great, good, or average this season for Jordan Love, Kyle?
Well, I said the first time he was great, and I'm still going to leave him at great. He's still a great quarterback. Elite is, you know, what you see Patrick Mahomes do last night, just out of nowhere, just goes crazy. But Jordan Love is great.
Nowhere.
It was tied 7-7, and all of a sudden they just started cooking. But what Jordan Love is doing is great right now, and he's teetering on elite. The last time we asked this question, some of y'all had the audacity to say, he's just okay. Hell no. That man is a great NFL quarterback. It's not even close. This guy, in the second half of games, two times this year, has had two games with the Cowboys, and then this last game as well, the Green Bay Packers went perfect in the second half when it comes to drives and not having to punt the football and either finishing with a touchdown or finishing with a field goal. That is extremely impressive. You're talking about five possessions in the second half where you score every single time you touch the football. That shows you how great it is. We can talk about the 13 touchdown passes, the two interceptions. You could talk about how the completion percentage is higher. But when it comes down to it, Jordan Love is playing at an extremely high level, but most importantly, his football team is winning a lot of games, and that is due to his leadership, his calmness, and his play on the football field. So Jordan Love is a great quarterback, and he's teetering on becoming an elite quarterback. We are lucky to have him here in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right, Kyle. It is great. Anything less than great is pretty insulting, right? If you're good or average, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm just here to tell you that this is great quarterback play, and don't be spoiled from all those years from Favre or Rodgers thinking like that's standard. That's not standard. That you've seen elite for 30 plus years. Now you're seeing great. And Jordan Love is knocking on the door of elite. I'm going to hold off to put him into elite after they play the Panthers, regardless of how he does. I'm not willing to do it. If and when he goes out there on Monday Night Football and defeats the Philadelphia Eagles and plays anything like what we just saw on Sunday Night Football, he will be elite. He's knocking on the door right now because statistically talking, he is like on average, sixth in every major category, whether it be QBR, EPA, quarterback rating, touchdown interception ratio, completion percentage, whatever you want that to be, he's in the top eight on averaging out right around number six. Elite to me is like top four, where it's like, you know, few guys are playing better than you. But if he goes out and does that again on a big stage and again against the Super Bowl champs, what more do you need to see before you call him elite?
Oh, no, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. That boy's elite. He's like, you know why? You know what I just forgot? How the hell did I forget that he went against Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night? The dude that was his mentor, he went on the road, and not only did he beat...
But Rodgers, if we did this poll for Rodgers this year, would be average.
Doesn't matter. He beat Aaron Rodgers in this big game, and not only did he beat Aaron Rodgers... He went 20 for 20. That man hit 20 consecutive passes, and then he won in Pittsburgh for the first time since the 1970s. That's what elite people do. They make streaks. He tied the record of Brett Favre for most consecutive completions, and then he did something that ain't been done in Green Bay Packer history since Bart Damn Starr. That boy is elite.
All right, let's toss it over to Alex Stroh here. I think he has something to add.
Are you arguing with yourself currently?
He's absolutely doing
that. Is that what just happened? Who are you yelling at?
Okay.
Because on the poll, no one's voted average. Very slight good. There's small elite. The majority are great. So now you're arguing with all of the people that are saying great.
I play scared because I say he's great, but do you know what? In my heart of heart, I felt he was elite.
Yeah, who are you arguing with?
Listen, I'm a Gemini. You know, I got two sides to me. You know, the crazy and the other more crazy. No. I ain't two-faced now. I am
flip,
who
flop,
I am.
Flip-flop.
No. Flapjack.
He's got flip on one side, flop on the other.
Flapjack is strophe back there. He's flapjack over there. No, I just, as I was thinking about and listening to Brad say he was good or great,
But even in all those statistics, none of them point to him being in the elite category.
Yeah, elite's like truly top three, top four.
After this past game.
So here's, and I like this from K-Walk on the Carbless Talking text line. So let's quantify this for Kyle. Top three is, I think, a good measurement. Would you trade Jordan Love for Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson?
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lamar, this year, for this season, Lamar's hurt.
I mean, it's a fair point.
Then he's not elite.
But he may, I know, you can have more than three elite quarterbacks.
Is he?
He has ascended to be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
But now you're going against yourself. You can have more than
three elite quarterbacks
but you can have five. And he's elite.
Five makes you elite.
Five makes him elite. He's elite.
Yeah, let's split the difference. Four. There could be four elite quarterbacks.
Name a fourth quarterback this season playing better than Jordan Love who you would take over those three. You said Lamar because Lamar's just great. Come on.
Patrick
Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Uh-huh. And who's next? Who's number four? Joe Burrow hurt.
Yeah,
always.
But like...
No, wait, yeah, but. Yeah,
No, there's a yeah, but.
Huh?
What has he done to be number four?
I don't know. 5-1-1 He's literally the only game that they won because the field goal got blocked.
But if you're going to use that logic, then you're picking Daniel Jones over.
Hell no. Daniel Jones ain't. He playing well this year, but
Matthew
Stafford.
Right,
if you're going to use the record.
I'm using history. Jordan Love has continued to ascend. Yes, his first
season. Joe Burrow's history is better than Jordan Love.
I'm not taking Joe this year.
Drake May's playing pretty great too.
You can have Drake May here. Take him. You can have. You can have him because the Patriots gonna lose at some point.
Jared Goff.
Come on, keep throwing names out there, and I'll keep laughing.
Jalen Hurts is also playing very well.
Yeah, okay, he threw a ball well last week.
He also won a Super Bowl.
I will say of everyone I just mentioned, there's only Mahomes and Josh Allen, and Josh Allen isn't even having like an MVP type season yet. Of all the guys I mentioned, it's all like debatably. Jordan Love is better or worse.
But,
they're all in the same category.
But when it's debatably, that means it's not he's elite.
Jordan Love.
You can debate all of them into that category.
Bonafide.
It's not a yes, he is.
Who are you taking over Jordan? You're not taking Baker over Jordan.
Okay.
You're not taking anything.
But the conversation is he elite? And right now, 63% of KBN Nation are saying he is great. So you're arguing against KBN Nation and Packer fans right now that also are saying that he is not elite yet. And is he Aaron Rodgers level?
He's ascending in that. Like when you look
but
at
you
what
keep it, saying ascending. You're not immediately saying yes.
Listen,
Elite
has different label,
we
but
heard
he
you. We listen. No, you listen. We just listened to you argue against yourself.
You asked me a damn question. Did you not
because
ask me
you
a
keep
question?
You keep arguing against yourself and then trying to throw in every different variable to make your point be correct because you're debating yourself.
No, he's elite. I don't know what else you want me to say. Remember his first season? I believe he was in elite company of Kurt Warner, who was an MVP and future Hall of Famer. He was in a company with Patrick Mahomes, who was a MVP and a Hall of Famer, to be one of the
based off what?
One of the quarterbacks to throw for 4,000 yards and 30-plus touchdowns in their first year as a starter.
There
that's elite.
And I will say, you should have started with that, by the way.
The game,
you're just like, he was with these guys.
I had to remember the stats.
The game he just had. Over 350 yards, or three touchdowns or more.
It was against the worst pass defense.
No sacks, no interceptions. No one's ever done that before.
And
in one game.
Pretty unique. Greatest Sunday night football quarterback of all time.
All right. His Sunday night is remarkable.
He's 5-0-1, and he's got like 130 quarterback.
Damn, 5-0-1.
Yeah, that
the tie does stink.
Yeah, it does stink. But he's been great when the lights shine the brightest. That's where he's seemingly shined. Through his 4 years,
but I guess that's where my head
starter.
Goes. Where Brad was going initially with the Eagles game,
knock me on the door.
To me, it's the Eagles game and Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I want to see because even if he plays good against the Eagles, if he plays elite against the Lions, you then have two more performances against two elite teams in the NFC over the last couple of years that are also contending to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. I want to see what he does in these two upcoming games against these teams that against. The Lions did play well week one, and I want to see him against these better teams before we can say elite. I think it's okay to say great. It's not a bad thing. You don't have to yell at people who are saying great.
Bart Scott voice. Can't wait.
I would also listen to an argument saying that you need to wait for a postseason game because his postseason games, he's played in, what, three of them? One's been great. The other two has been very meh. So waiting for, I could even wait till a postseason. I'm not going to go there. But if someone said,
he was just about perfect in that Dallas game.
This poll is the exact reason why I started the segment with who is going to change their opinion and be a little bit prisoner of the moment with what you saw last week. And then Kyle proceeded to do exactly that.
I'm a free man. Ain't no shackles on me. What you talking about? I ain't a prisoner of nothing. Only prisoner I am.
He's great. He's
love.
Great. And then you started yelling at yourself.
Hold on. Slow down. The only prisoner I am is a prisoner of love.
That's a double entendre.
For both your baby girl and Jordan.
Wow. Damn right. He's smart. He might have an ass, but he's smart.
Elite quarterbacks throw for 300 yards more than 2 out of 7 games. Matt chimes in the Carbless Talking text line. Perfect timing. I want him to peak right around November. Is what Don is chiming in. So he wants to see it.
Wow. Sassy.
Until Love does this on a more consistent basis, he is not elite. Don't confuse being paid like an elite quarterback as being elite. That's Jason the 920.
Y'all some fools.
This is KBN Nation. You treat them with respect. Again, here's Kyle. You don't agree with me. I'm going to lash out at all you.
I'm just being honest with people. Let's not run away from what it is. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the fact that the Green Bay Packers, what Jordan Love did on Sunday was spectacular. And
Sunday?
But the previous week he played very well as too.
Very well. You're not using elite in every way that you talk about.
Sunday was an
so
elite game.
So you're just telling
fellas?
Your story not in the way that you can try to convince yourself talking to yourself.
I'm not trying to convince myself of anything. I know
you
what
are.
Watching.
You keep trying to back it up, and then you say he played very well.
Again,
that?
It's beyond the stats, but what we're seeing in these games, that is what's convinced me that Jordan Love is elite. The way that he is leading this offense
Blake
and this football team.
Good with flashes of elite.
He just said good, huh?
Just telling you what the fans
just
are saying.
Good, huh?
800-990-3776. Carbless talking text line. Speaking Carbless, Brad, you're up.
Oh, that's right, Carbless. I'll tell you what, as I was watching on Sunday, I was enjoying a Carbless or two. That's because no game viewing is right or enjoyable without the sound of ksh. Followed by many sips of enjoyable Carbless. Carbless is everything I'm looking for. I trust everything in that can. There is this, this wave of, ingredients and the importance of it. And trust whatever you're putting in your body. Thankfully, I trust everything Carbless puts in there. Not only that, it's a guilt-free experience. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, and only 100 calories per can, and the absolute perfect amount of carbonation. Literally, I've had countless Carbless at this point. Every time I sip it, I think to myself, how do they do it? It's the perfect amount of carbonation, not too much, not too little, just the right. Not only that, there is flavors for everybody. Let's see what I have. I think I had a margarita. I think I had a raspberry margarita. Ended with a cranberry as I watched it, and each sip was so delicious. There's a flavor out there for you. Be like me. Enjoy all of them. We got the whole array of them in the Nortman fridge. Carbless is so good. Liss is more with Carbless. It'll elevate every experience of the Carbless by your side.
All right, there it is. Kyle Wallace has proclaimed that Jordan Love is elite. I see the text coming in the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. I see some personal text coming into this conversation because, Kyle, you have ignited the fire of whether or not Jordan Love is elite or just great. So we'll continue that.
E-L-I-T-E, elite.
I don't know why you didn't spell elite? it all the same way that twice and
elite
then say elite. But
elite
is Jordan Love. Is
elite
he elite?
Elite.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Is he elite or great? 800-990-3776. That's next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman. Yeah,
what do you have on her? Thing.
What do you mean?
No one can willingly love you like she does.
You know...
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stroh's been recycling a lot of songs recently. I think you gotta change up the mix.
About time, man. He plays the same songs for the last 4 months.
That's what I've been saying. Mm. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Stroh running the show, taking strays right off the gate here.
I played all different music yesterday.
Is this a hotkey song?
This is in my small rotator.
Yeah, of course it is. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. Liss is more on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It started with our weekly poll after the Packers play. Do you evaluate Packers QB Jordan Love this season? How do you evaluate, that is? Elite, 21% of the vote.
That's a smart 21.
Great, 53% of the vote. Good, 22% of the vote. And average, 4% of the vote.
Wow, it's amazing that good is higher than elite.
Good right slightly. Now is slightly higher than elite.
I just voted, not no more.
Voting will change, and I'll continue to update you. That then led to Kyle saying he's great. He argued with himself, and then he said he's elite, and he is sticking by him being elite. So we want to know from you, 800-990-3776, if he is just great, which is really good, really, really good. It's good to have a great quarterback on your team. Or is he elite? Tony Wendorf of Wendorf & Associates, great partner here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jordan Love has been excellent. They are missing linemen as well as Watson, Reed, and Wicks. Watson Reach. Came back. Yet he has 13 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, and has led the team to the best record in the NFC.
Mm.
I'm with Kyle on this one.
Ooh.
Not sure what people want. We are so spoiled having 2 straight Hall of Fame quarterbacks for the last 30 years. Jordan Love does make bona fide plays time and time. But let's not forget, Brett looked like that as well.
Ooh. Thank you, Tony. Tony Wendorf and the coaching boy. He cooked.
I think I assume he meant boneheaded plays like Brett.
Yes.
Oh, you said bonafide.
You said bonafide.
Yeah. Boneheaded. Sorry.
Tony yeah, says
two
Tony
different
cooking.
Meanings to bonafide and boneheaded. It is.
No, he's cooking because he's absolutely right. Jordan Love has played elite. But also what I didn't get at as well is that I love the growth of Jordan Love. We talked about his poor decision-making, right? And what did he do? He absolutely improved that. Even in the pocket, right, Jordan Love is magnificent. The way that he's able to maneuver the pocket and not take sacks is elite level. But then something else that we talked about too, Ben, what was an area that we thought, right? We said decision-making needs to get better. But what was the area that we thought and hoped that he was not going to be injured this year that he can improve on?
Using his feet.
And what has he done?
He's tactically
used his
feet.
He didn't have to use it last game, but reason to.
But he's been able to use his feet to pick up first downs and even lower the shoulders sometimes, trucking cast. So, again, what more do we want? We have a guy who's making better decisions. We have a guy who's not turning the football over. We have a guy who's moving the chains using his legs. And then also we have a guy who's efficient in winning games for us. What more do we want?
Yeah, I will say if you're calling him good or worse, I think you are using prior season scars to evaluate him. I mean, the question is, this year, has he been average, good, great, or elite? nothing about his performance has been just good. He's been great. I mean, there's been a couple moments where, yes, maybe a bad interception.
As do all quarterbacks.
That's every
Patrick
quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes threw two interceptions in the first half.
Yeah, a couple of them were bad interceptions. So every quarterback's going to have that.
Last night, that is.
I look at Jordan Love, and I feel an overwhelming sense of confidence when he's back there. I would just be a little nervous. Now I'm very confident.
What happened to very good? There's a big jump from good to great, says Thomas in the 920. Jamie/Jaime in Orlando. If he can put up these games on a consistent basis, then he will be elite. There have been flashes, but that's it so far.
Has Jordan Love had a bad game this year?
A game? No.
Not a bad game.
Moments.
That doesn't just because you don't have a bad game doesn't mean you're elite.
No, but that just
we're arguing on a high scale. I think because of the precedent that's been set.
Stop yelling. Nobody's arguing that he's been bad.
If your floor is just having bad moments, then oh hell, that's great.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Quarterbacks are judged off of how well they play games.
And that's what people are voting.
Game by game, I think he's been one of the more consistent quarterbacks.
You told us today that you were in a really great mood.
I am fantastic.
And you're just yelling at yourself.
No,
seem a little snippy today.
I'm not snippy at all. I'm in a great mood today. I get free
just
food
like,
tonight.
Just like Jordan Love's been a great quarterback this
would
year.
Would you be able? Would you? Elite
of
would tell
you
me.
Of course, you would say that you're not a real Packers fan.
That Jordan Love will finish top three of MVP voting. Would you put money on that?
Oh yeah. Right
I'm,
now,
I'm not saying because no, I think there's a good chance. I'm not going to bet against it. But if you were using Kyle Wallace's bank account, you're that confident.
If it was
top three in MVP voting.
When you guys were talking about him winning the MVP yesterday, we're going through the games that they have and the performances that he needs. I was being convinced that maybe I should put money down on it because I think he has a legitimate shot. But if we're talking about top three, yeah, if Jordan Love, and I believe he's going to continue to play at this level, I think Jordan Love will finish in the top three when it comes to the MVP, especially based off the schedule in the division that they play in. The Vikings aren't bad. They just don't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then the Detroit Lions are going to be there in the end as well. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance to play Lamar Jackson and the Ravens if Lamar's going to be healthy. So you're going to have those big matchups. And the way that he's played so far this year, you win those big games, you put up some good numbers because he's going to have some – there's going to be a shootout on the schedule that he's going to have against some good teams.
Yeah.
You got the Carolina Panthers he can eat on as well. So I feel good about Jordan Love finishing top three.
He just needs to continue to play well in those games that they're supposed to win.
Yeah, they got
to
win.
But to elevate his status even further to be the elite is to play elite like he did in those primetime games. But these next primetime games are against opponents that are going to be there at the end, as mentioned.
It's sort of that, right? Like, they've got to continue.
Oh, no, it is that.
No, they've got to continue to win, but he has to be the reason they win in some of those games.
And that was part of my argument yesterday of if you do want to look at placing a bet on the odds for Jordan Love to win the MVP.
He's got to be the reason they win, yeah.
It's not even that. It's the fact that you're seeing yesterday against the Steelers, who had a bad run defense as well, they did not find success, and the offensive line has not been blocking as well. We asked Brian Bulaga about that. We asked Jason Wilde about that. They're passing more than they've ran in comparison to last year, and it makes sense based off the quarterback play. You can trust him a lot more to do so over the entirety of the game.
If you really want to wrap your arms around the idea that Jordan Love has ascended and graduated into the elite quarterback category in the National Football League, there should be two games in 3 weeks circled on your calendar, and that would be Thanksgiving at the Lions. And then 2 weeks after that, they head to Denver to take on the league's best defense in the Broncos.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
Those are two road tests against good defenses, high-winning teams. Like, if he comes out and he performs in those games at elite levels, then, yeah, I think you can start wrapping your arms around the idea that the Packers did it again, man. They've got another top-five quarterback in
the literally in person watching. Dak Prescott's been really, really, really good this year.
I saw
and that Cowboys
Packers.
Offense has a lot of weapons. And you saw firsthand what an elite defense did to that team on the road, which goes to Strofe's point. If you are able to go out there in Denver and show what you're capable of against a top five defense, that just makes this poll question a moot question.
Listen,
as we get to the later on in the season.
We got Micah Parsons. They got some good pass rushers there. We got Micah Parsons in that offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys. We thought their offensive line was actually better, and it was kind of they had some guys missing.
That's a long
I legitimately said, damn, like, their pass rush is ridiculous. Dak Prescott looked like an MVP against us. He couldn't do anything on Sunday. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That Broncos game, Strofe, is going to be a big one for Jordan Love. But he's up to the challenge, man. This whole season, he has stepped up to the plate. I understand he threw a bad interception, but that happens. But even with that, he drove the team downfield and put him in a position to at least go ahead with a field goal. It's just it got blocked. So again, Jordan Love is playing at an elite level because he's been able to finish games for this team.
Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You could play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries. Prize drawings are on Thursdays. Plus, your play is going to earn you a shot at $300,000 December season finale. It's a Bird Bash. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more information, Pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Brad, how great was it to leave Pottawatomie yesterday with great food?
Oh.
Come home. You got the kids. I got the kid. And
amazing.
It's just one thing checked off the list so you don't have to think about. And it's delicious food. So if you're looking for drinks, food, fun, TVs, self-service kiosks, you got it all at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The Barry Alvarez Show. On Mondays from 6 to 7, always produces something worthy of talking about, especially after Tim Brando called Brad a podcaster.
Insulting. Although we do have podcasts.
That doesn't know anything. You know, what
although
does...
Although we do have podcasts. That's true.
Yes, we
not
do have podcasts.
Not only a podcaster.
ESPN Wisconsin app, you can get any of our podcasts there. You can listen live. It's all there. You can also just watch back on YouTube if you'd like to do that as well. But Derek Engler, former Rose Bowl champ and... the guy carrying Barry Alvarez water everywhere he goes.
Whoa.
Actually had something of value to say on Monday. Yeah, yesterday on the Barry Alvarez Show. It's next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh, and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The debate rolls on after Kyle proclaimed Jordan Love is elite, while the majority of voters on Twitter at KBN ESPN say that he is great. Thomas chimes back in on the Carbless talking text line. He's very good. Better than good, less than great. Top five MVP by the end of the season. Justin chimes in. Love has been great, but the quality of opponents they've faced has to be considered, as a majority of them have been abysmal defenses. The Browns have had the best defense, and they lost. The Cowboys have had the worst pass defense, and they tied, and they barely beat the Cardinals. And you can add in 31st in pass defense was the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just here providing information. Don't yell at me, Kyle. As you're very snappy today, but I do want to continue on here with a little bit from the Barry Alvarez Show. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776 is that Carbless talk and text line. List is more and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Derek Engler echoing some of the same things that Brad Nortman was saying yesterday on the Barry Alvarez Show.
Tarik and I walked into Sports Advantage, you know, our good friend Brian Bott, and we saw this kid, Beckett Schreiber, in backyard, Madison Memorial, and he looks like he could play on Sundays. And I'm not joking, Tarik. I mean,
no, he's an unbelievable physique.
Washington State, he's committed to, but Bostad's from Indiana's on his ass right now. Like, what? Like, that needs to be rectified. Like, that is number one. I don't want to talk about NIL. We don't have enough money and everybody crying about that. We need to go after our kids in this state. Look, turn it on Sundays. How many kids you see from this state? Last night we're watching TJ. I mean, it's fantastic. I don't know.
He does know. He's just frustrated, in my opinion, the way that ends. That's Derek Engler, former NFL player and Rose Bowl champ under Barry Alvarez on the Barry Alvarez Show. Bradley, I mean, sounds a little bit like you in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. We talked about this a little bit on the Wisconsin Badgers, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show before the game against Oregon. But the reality is, I know the pushback might be, well, you know, how many five-star guys are coming from Wisconsin? And I get that. You need to make a balance of guys that are from Wisconsin and the guys that aren't. However, there's a not only are there, like what Derek was saying, there are great players in this state that need to be recruited, and they need to stay within the state because he's exactly right. Countless guys are important to the product on the field, then go play on Sundays. But not only that, there's like a DNA. There is a culture component for guys that grow up in Wisconsin and truly love the Wisconsin Badgers, and they treat the program just differently from guys that didn't grow up as fans. It's something that you can't even put a dollar value on. So if Coach Fickell is looking to build a culture and build a stable of guys that love the university and love the team, part of that has to be Wisconsin guys because they have an outsized influence on the culture of the team. They love playing for the Wisconsin Badgers. And darn it, there's good players in the state that got to stay there.
And darn it.
I mean, darn it, there's good players in the state that got to stay within the program. So I just look at this, and you keep on hearing the same refrain over and over and over again. And it's become the fact where it's one of the many fires that need to get put out under this Luke Fickell regime.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem here, because I have detached myself from like high school football recruiting because this team, the program, just absolutely suck, and I'm taking a break. But usually, before, I usually used to track this. I did not know. When you look at Wisconsin, you talk about building a wall around Wisconsin. You're talking about get all the big boys in Wisconsin, and you find the best athletes to try to keep them here as well. When I look at some of the best guys here in Wisconsin, the number one guy coming out of Wisconsin, Minnesota. The number two guy hasn't committed yet. Number three guy, another offensive lineman like the number one guy, going to Indiana. The number four guy, going to Iowa. Number five guy, no other offensive lineman, going to Indiana.
Ah, so you're making me sick.
But you see what it is, though? You see they talk about Bob Bostead, who's at Indiana, who used to coach at Wisconsin, right? He coached linebacker and he coached offensive line. He knows the value of recruiting these linemen here. They're coachable. You can develop them. And a lot of them went on to play in the NFL. For some reason, Luke Fickell is not seeing the value in getting guys who can be homegrown. When you look at the Badgers' offensive line, their best offensive lineman that probably has the best shot of going to the NFL is Brunner. And Brunner's a homegrown guy. And so my big issue that I look at here is that he's not building a wall at all around the state of Wisconsin, especially when it comes to linemen. The guy they're talking about there, the Schreiber kid, that kid's 6'8", 380. 6'8", 380. He ain't worth taking a flyer on. He ain't worth recruiting. He ain't worth trying to say, yeah, we can develop this kid. Really? This is a problem.
It is a problem. And I think one thing I'll just add is, you could probably have, and maybe forever on, if you were just to like build the wall and only focus on Wisconsin, that probably doesn't get you to where you want to go long term in this new era of recruiting NIL and transfers. But it's a hell of a foundation to build upon where your floor isn't what you're looking at on Saturdays every single day.
The problem is that you talk about the floor recruitment. They don't have a floor in recruitment anymore. You don't have a bed of guys that you know you're going to come in and be able to develop up. Luke Fickell has failed Wisconsin. He has failed, and I think we have a clip that we're going to play at some point where we're talking about where he admitted to the fact that he's just not doing a good enough job.
Yeah, and if you just quickly, just going through the years under which he's been the head coach, I mean, you're talking about out of the top 10 guys in Wisconsin, two or three on the top 10 high school recruits are going to Wisconsin. Back in my day, back in 08, when I was an 08 high school grad. Back in my day, I mean, I think it was like 8 for 8 for the top guys. I have to go back and look, but it was unheard of that you would have a guy who would be committed elsewhere and not the University of Wisconsin.
But
even
also,
guys like Joe Thomas, like, who was back then, JJ wasn't a huge recruit, but major recruits.
But
in
he,
the state,
but he,
state
but he wanted to come
home.
Back.
And he wanted
but
to come back.
But he came home. These kids don't want to come home right now. Look at, they're going to Michigan.
That's
they're
true.
Going
they're not,
to Notre
they're
Dame.
Transferring
and now
back
they're going to, damn Indiana.
Iowa, Indiana. Minnesota, Indiana.
Isn't that fascinating that it's become a hotbed for Indiana? Look at Indiana.
Yeah, they're good, and their coach, their offensive line coach, understands how talented these offensive linemen are. This is a joke.
I will say. So in Derek Engler's clip, he said Bob Bostead is the guy from Indiana who's trying to get these guys mm-hmm. to come here. Bob Bostead was the offensive line coach under Brett Bielema. He recruited me. His state was Wisconsin under Brett Bielema, so he knows where to go. He knows where
punters
to find
when
them,
he sees them,
and where to build the relationships. The relationships are already built. He's just making the pipeline go to Indiana, no longer Wisconsin.
Brad,
unacceptable.
Brad, you aware where Bob Bostead went to college?
Bob Bostead went to college somewhere in Wisconsin.
That's correct.
Stevens Point.
He went to Stevens
there
Point.
There was only one answer to that question when Strofe asked it. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line, as I see some reaction coming in here. But I do want to get to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust coming up next, where you're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're going to be allowed to skip or pass. If you get through all the answers, you can come back all the questions, you come back to answer the ones that you skipped on. Is Brad just the question reader, or do they get a choice?
Question askers, question answerers get a choice on who the asker is.
All right. Well, that's going to be your choice. Caller number 7. We'll go lucky number 7 today. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN. You will face me, Ben Brust, and are you smarter than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Coming up next in 2 minutes.